Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So it's all for play for still.
I think so. Do you want to bet against us?
Morning, Villa fans. Impromptu stream just because I had a small bit of time and because a couple of people have asked me a couple of questions on Emil Forsberg. So I said I'd just pop on and I'd share some numbers. This is going to be a really quick one today. I've just got a small bit of time. But I just said I'd share some numbers. I haven't got into as much detail with this guy as I normally would. But what I've tried to do is I've tried to look to see what he could do for Aston Villa Football Club, because there's a couple of things, short-termism with this guy, I think, from the point of view that he's going to be 31 in October. And I suppose, what are we going to get from him over the next 2 to 3 years? But don't let that detract from the type of guy or from the player that Emil Forsberg is. So just for posterity's sake and for everything here, we've been linked tentatively with this guy in Bild, in the Bild newspaper in Germany. But this guy is consistently being linked with teams in the Premier League. He's been linked with Aston Villa all the way going back since... He's been linked with Premier League teams since about 2017. He's been linked with Aston Villa since about 2019, on and off, just tentatively. And it's somebody that's never actually moved out of the Bundesliga and into the Premier League. Had an absolutely sterling season in 2016-17, where he scored 8 goals and had 18 assists. He was an absolute, he was on fire for Leipzig. Granted, that was that was their first year back in the, our first year actually ever, I think, in the Bundesliga. They'd been promoted the year before, but he had 8 goals and 18 assists. That was 2016-17. That is 6 years ago. He was 24 then, obviously, going on 25. He's 30 now, going on 31. Last season, he had 6 goals and 2 assists. And just to give you a rundown, the previous season, 2020-21, he had 7 goals, 4 assists. 19-20, 5 goals, 2 assists. 18-19, 4 goals, 7 assists, and so on. So he does get into the goals and he does get assists, even though he's games played, he's matches played. He's been really being a kind of a Swiss Army knife for Red Bull, RB Leipzig. And, you know, his game time has always kind of fluctuated in between the 1,300 to 1,700 minutes per season, which comes in at roughly about, you know, 15 to 25 starts for Leipzig over the course of a year. So let's take a little look at him, Emil Forsberg, and I'll pop him up. As I say, I haven't got into a lot of detail. I know there's a lot of blankness on this page here. Before I do this, actually, as well, another thing, I think a lot of the fact that he's been linked with teams specifically right now, with 2 weeks to go in the transfer window, is that His agent recently, actually only as recently as Tuesday, I think, when the link started to surface for us and Emil Forsberg, his agent came out and he said that that Emil is a small a bit disappointed at his usage and the amount of time he's getting at RB Leipzig. He feels that he's been a long-serving midfielder for the club, and that that Leipzig have basically, he feels that that Leipzig aren't giving him the playing time that he deserves, and that there's players been played ahead of him, and so on and so forth. So take that what you will. I'm going to compartmentalize that, because Forsberg has been a model professional since he's been at Leipzig. I haven't found any other outbursts like this. I could be 100% wrong. And who I liken him to is, I liken him to on the field a kind of a James Milner type, a guy who's played in the that wide left midfield position, attacking midfielder. And I think that he's going to move his way back the field over the next year. And that's the premise for a lot of these numbers. And I'll show you why in a moment when we do look at them. But his agent seems to be causing a bit of hassle. Agent seems to be saying that, what are some of the quotes here? Agent has said that Emil is always stood by the club. Now there's rotation due to the many strong attacking players, which is okay. What is not okay is that Emil is not part of the rotation. Emil trains well and deserves respect, but there are people at the club who apparently do not think so. Every time it is that Emil has to prove himself to the coach every year, that's fine too. But this time Emil has been held back in other areas as well. Not by the coach, not by Oliver Mintz Laff, but by the one who prefers other players he knows from Salzburg. But that's not right. In the same way, it's not right when he tries to influence the coach. If something doesn't fit, then you have to discuss it openly. And then he goes on to say that there's been many inquiries and that a transfer option has not been accepted by Leipzig. So Leipzig don't want to let him go, which he feels is unfair either as well. And then he also says that Emil loves the city of Leipzig and then comes in at the very end to try and make sure that the fans don't rile against his client as well. And he comes back and says that Emil loves the city. But that is agents. As we know, agents sometimes go above their station and talk out against clubs. We've seen it ourselves with Christian Benteke, where his agent was just basically scorched earth at times against Aston Villa. But it was like it wasn't exactly the feelings from Benteke towards the club as well. So I compartmentalize agent speak with actually what the player does himself as well. So that is something that I want to look like. So I want to look at, should I say. So looking at some of his numbers here, these are kind of almost out of context, these numbers that you can see here on the side. Any of his numbers that we will show here, bear in mind as well that he's an attacking midfielder slash a left winger. And I had some numbers there. If you'll just bear with me one moment, I'll just go into maybe some numbers from last season as to the positions that he played in. Okay, and why am I getting my forbidden error now? This isn't happening 2 seconds ago. But predominantly, like, he was moved all around the field last season, played left wing, played attacking midfielder, played central midfielder. Over the course of his career, I'm going to take a guess at what the numbers are now, because I don't have them to hand. But he has played in all those positions, essentially. He played wide midfield. He's been somebody you can move around in from position to position. You can kind of see it in his heat map there, that he's predominantly played on that left-hand side, and he's come inside deeper. He's a corner kick taker as well, you can see by the little red dots in the corner corner quadrants there. So he does get around the field for somebody who is an attacking midfielder. And that's something that we'll look at as well. So some of the numbers that jump off the page here for me is the shot creating actions for him. If he was to move back, and I'm discussing him, I suppose, really with looking at him playing maybe as another auxiliary 10 for the simple fact that I think as he's getting on an age, he could be. Basically, what I'm thinking is, instead of having Ashley Young covering positions of right back, left back, central midfield, attacking midfield, left wing, right wing, whatever, you know, that kind of Swiss Army knife, that we're going to have Ashley Young just covering the right back position, bringing someone like Emil Forsberg, who is 7 years or 6 years less tread on the tires than somebody like Ashley Young. And he's going to come in and he's going to be that number eight, or that wide player, or that attacking midfielder, the guy who's going to be able to come in there and play all those three positions for Aston Villa. But he's when we look at him and how he stacks up against the players that we have at the moment, I do have that here as well. very good carrier of the ball, good progressive carrier of the ball. His progressive carry distance isn't huge because obviously playing out in the left wing when you're put up so high, like Leipzig do, you've only got so far that you can carry the ball into when you're going forward. So I don't really scoff at those progressive carry distances. And when we see him in comparison to number eight, who have more room to move that ball forward, you'll understand why as well in a moment. Look, just a little bit of an overview as well with regards to him. He's there's a bottom line here from I can't remember who this is from, but it's a quote from a scout on him as well, that Forsberg is a massive grafter, really welcome trait in the modern game. He averaged lots of possession regains in the middle third for somebody who's an attacking player, and more than one defensive third over the past three seasons, having been part of one of the best pressing teams in Europe. Forsberg knows all about pressing triggers. The 30-year-old ticks plenty of boxes without excelling in any area. He stock may have fallen, but this makes him a superb value money signing with the potential to impress for any team. So a lot of things that you can see with him here, he is a bit of a creative hub. He might not attempt that many dribbles, but that's what makes me think that maybe moving him back into midfield will entice him. Or if he continues the same amount of dribbles that he has at the moment, it's in and around what you would almost expect of a central midfielder, if that makes sense. He's 5'10". He's not exactly a small guy there. He's right-footed as well, and I think he's somebody that will move back the field as we move forward. Jedi.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Third oldest squad. I'm not sure that I get the relevancy of adding another 30-year-old to the third oldest squad for somebody who's going to come in for a year or two. I'm not sure. I might be picking up the question incorrectly there, Jet Fumes. I apologize. Anyway, moving on. So looking at him with regards to other attacking midfielders or wide midfielders there, or wingers. What we have here is we can see on the left-hand side, on the right-hand side in green, we have the average numbers for those players. On the left-hand side, we have what the player has averaged himself over the last 365 days. And we can see that he stacks up pretty well as an average attacking central midfielder and a winger. And when we look at some areas there, his pass completion rate is a lot higher. We can see here 81.6% pass completion rate for Emil Forsberg. The average for an attacking central midfielder, a wide player, is 75.6. Also, we can see progressive pass distances and so on are at a par with other attacking central midfielders and wingers. Looking on then towards where the average for central midfielders and so on, we can see here that he stacks up in certain areas. For a wide player, his pressure success rate is pretty good. And remember, we spoke about he's been in one of the best pressing teams over the last 5, 6, 7 years in European football. Leipzig are known for their workmanship mentality, and he's not no different to any of the other players that they would have had there. So he comes in at 28.7% pressure success rate, and the amount of pressures that he has is 16.35. The average of all central midfielders within Europe is 18.5 pressures per game with a 30% pressure success rate. I think if he was to up his pressures, he probably has a better pressure success rate just based on that, even if it's only marginal. I think that is uh, that's something to look at there as well. One thing that he hasn't been tasked with doing for Leipzig is winning the ball higher up the field. You can see there his possession rate, or his interception rate, should I say, is 0.47, when the average for central midfielders will be 1.74. So I think if he does come in here, he'll be playing more centrally. That's why I'm going through these numbers when discussing him in comparison to a number eight, or maybe a central midfielder, whether it be a 10 or an 8 or somewhere in that hybrid. Looking at his pass completion rate is up there. It's in and around the same, 81.6% for Forsberg, 82.6 is the average amongst all midfielders in Europe. Same with progressive passes, shot creating actions in there as well, and we can see the success. The one area that I think that he's probably looking to increase himself is his successful dribble percentage. Once again, this goes to the fact that, Jesus, I've got so many inaccuracies here. I completely forgot to change his heat map. You can see here, that's not his heat map. That's his heat map. So I do apologize with regards to that, and I'll try and fix it in post-production afterwards if I can. If I can't, at least I hold up my hands and I say that heat map there is a mistake. So looking at the numbers here, I think it's possible that he can move back into a central midfield position. I'm not there with this guy, lads. I just want to put that out there. He's a Swiss Army knife. Yes, he could come in. He can do a lot of things. But I think with Jet Fume, sorry, I misread your previous comments. You said that he was with the third oldest squad, and we're adding another 30-year-old. I think we're going to have to add players into this squad. I think we adding another attacking player, whether it's another striker or whether it's a number eight, I think is makes sense, because when we talk about the oldest squad that we have at the moment, or the third oldest squad in the league, yeah, but we do also have replacement plans for those people, and the likes of Ken Kessler-Hayden. You'd hope that Louis Barry is going to make the step up in the next year or two. Young Tim, you know, we've got these young players that are coming through that we will be hoping that when these guys are reaching up to 32, 33 years of age, that when they leave, then these guys coming on at 20, 21 will be able to take their place, obviously supplementing them with players like we've done with Kamara and so on. But so I think from that point of view, bringing in someone like Emil Forsberg is probably treading water slightly. He's not the fancy name that everybody wants, but from his output, I think that he would be a very, very good person to have in around the squad. As I say, the work rate that he has is absolutely fantastic. When you look at his numbers, his numbers are average enough. I'm going to be really honest. Over the last 365 days, they're average enough. They're average enough specifically for an attacking wide player and an attacking midfielder. And that's what makes me think that over the course of the next maybe 12 months, he's going to transition back the field into maybe a traditional number eight role and work from there. But he's got a lot of good qualities as well, as I say. That high-pressing mentality, just a really great guy to get around the field. He's not lazy at all in any shape or form. He's a grafter. He's a proper professional once he steps inside those white lines. And he's somebody that you can see the coaches would like and coaches would turn to in his time of need. So I could see him coming in a short-term deal for maybe a year or two. But like, he's not going to be the sexy signing that people want, for sure. But he does have opportunities to impress, you know, within our squad. And just looking, this is why I think that he could come in and complement some of the midfielders that we have, while maybe have, I'm not going to even say a rotational role, but I think he could come in and he could prove himself as a number eight. Because when we look at some of the statistics here up against Douglas Luiz, and yes, we know that Douglas does play in a lot more withdrawn role. He did last year anyway, and that's going to skew his numbers here. But when we look at the amount of pressure success, himself and Douglas Luiz come in pretty similar in that area. So if we're talking about Douglas Luiz's natural ability is to move forward into that eight position, well then Emil Forsberg's playing higher up the field, moving backwards, their two styles will meet each other, I think, in the middle, and they could be a yin to somebody else, to each other's yang. So they're different types of players, yes, but it's all about bringing on players that can maybe change the dynamic of the way that the team plays. Douglas Luiz has a very underrated pass completion rate for a central midfielder. I've actually mentioned it a couple of times in this on this podcast. You know, a lot of people last year were saying that Douglas Luiz gave the ball away, but he had a very a very decent pass completion rate, you know, over the course of the season last season. But looking at this, you know, Emil Forsberg, obviously he's had opportunities to create a lot more shot creating actions and goal creating actions, and we would like to see that then from the number eight position. Looking at his dribbling ability here in comparison to Douglas Luiz, 52.3% dribble success rate. Obviously he attempted more dribbles as well, carries into the attacking third and progressing the ball are an awful lot higher for somebody like Emil Forsberg, which you would expect considering he is an attack minded player. Looking at him in comparison to John McGinn here as well, so we can see I forgot to fucking do the color coding on the defensive stats for John McGinn, but you can make up your own mind in this one. So with regards to pressures, he pressures at the same rate as John McGinn. Now everybody will often say that John McGinn gets around the field and he pressure is one of his main attributes, but as we can see here, Forsberg pressures at the same rate, so that's another thing that leads me to believe he could come back into a central midfield role as well. Also, he doesn't commit an awful lot of fouls as well. So, but then again, he doesn't tackle that much either. As you can see here, John McGinn tackles at almost three times the rate that he does, and he has twice the amount of fouls committed. So I suppose the more tackles that you make, the more fouls you are going to commit. Looking at him in comparison to somebody like John McGinn, he has the same pressure rate as John McGinn, but he's a better pass completion rate. He's just a small bit better with his feet as well. Creates more goal creating actions and creates more shot creating actions as well, as you would expect from somebody who is deployed in a more forward area. Has in and around the same amount of touches and carries the ball better than John McGinn. Carries the ball more, should I say, than John McGinn as well throughout the course of a game. So I'm trying to see what Villa would bring him in for here and why they would bring him in. And I think it would be to play more centrally, whether it be in that 10 or that 8 role. And that's why I'm comparing him with the John McGinns, the Douglas Luizes, and now the Jacob Ramseys of this world. Because Jacob Ramsey was somebody that carried the ball an awful lot for us last season. And you can see that there as denoted in the third piece here, that he had 6.02 progressive carries, which was the most of any of our midfielders last season. And he was very, very successful at that. You know, he had a 60% successful dribble rate. But this guy comes in, carries the ball at the same rate. And I think that the club, looking at the players that they wanted to sign, the likes of the Conor Gallaghers and so on, they are carriers of the ball. And I think they're going to bring in somebody who will carry the ball. And Emil Forsberg can certainly do that. Whether they see him as coming back into that eighth position as he gets up there in years, I don't know. But this is me trying to make sense of why we will be linked to him and where he would fit in with this team and where his best opportunity is to play with this team at the moment. Because his passing statistics are pretty decent. His possession statistics are pretty decent. Yes, he doesn't have the defensive output, but then again, most left wingers wouldn't. They wouldn't be trusted to be big tacklers. They wouldn't be trusted to be big pressures. Although, as we know, with the high pressure rate and the high pressing that Leipzig do, he still comes in at 16.35 pressures per game as well. So the defensive work with regards to tackles, interceptions and so on, he wouldn't have been expected to do that. So that would be the open, the open question with regards to him if he was to come to Aston Villa and if he was to play where I feel he would play, in that inverted 10 role or even moving back into the 8th position into more central midfield area as well. So I've no idea whether this guy is going to sign. I don't even, I'm not fully 100% sure there's a defined role for him other than being a ball carrier within the team, but we'll keep an eye on it. As I say, it is a spurious link. And to tie a bow on this, these links have come out after his agent started having a huff with Leipzig instead of going on the record and saying that he isn't happy with how his players, with his players playing time with Leipzig. So it's probably much ado about nothing. And this last 20 minutes will probably never be watched again. But should he sign, we will go into more detail. Apologies, I do not have any more time to spend today. As you can see, there were a couple of pieces that production pieces that I missed out on some of the slides there. I do apologize. If he does sign, we will go into it in a lot more detail and we will discuss him. But I suppose the overarching feeling is he can do a little bit of everything. He's very, very hard worker on the field. He could be someone who could come in, as I say, and be like James Milner was for Liverpool, moving back the field into that number eight position. And that could be something that could be seen for this guy. That, to me, is where that's the only area I could really see him specifically coming in and fitting in almost straight away, if that was something they felt he was capable of. But until we sign him, we won't know for sure. So some positives, some average pieces for Emil Forsberg as he's gone through the years within RB Leipzig. And as I say, we'll keep an eye on this one. I'm going to have to leave you all now. Thank you so much for your time. Really, really appreciate it. And we might be back later on. Actually, we'll be back later on with a preview show for Crystal Palace. It'll be 9:30 tonight. So if you are around, give us a look at 9:30 on our YouTube channel. It's 9:30 GMT. So if you are around, we'd love to see you then. So thanks very much, everybody, for your time. And until next time, all that's left to say is up the Villa.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.